Well, hope and pray you're doing well as we come together and share announcements or things are going on and celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. But I did want to share with you something that is going on this week, and that's the Jewish New Year called Rosh Hashanah, the Festival of Trumpets, and then later on Yom Kippur. You know, we have a kindred spirit with our brothers and sisters in the Jewish traditions. Jesus was Jewish. He was raised Jewish. He celebrated all the Jewish feasts when he was here on earth. And we are grafted in, as the Apostle Paul says in Romans. So we celebrate that with our brothers and sisters, and also a time of renewal in our own life. I also want to celebrate something that we don't pay much attention to anymore, and we should, and this is Constitution Week. This is the time when the Constitution was signed. We think of July 4, 1776, but it was later, after the Revolutionary War, and in Congress come together, and whenever we prepared the Constitution. The Constitution will protect us from what the government can do to us instead of what the government does do to us. We need to know our rights. We need to know our liberties. And the other thing is we need to be able to understand. Stan Willis had given us copies of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and it's in the narthex of the church. Hope and pray that you come and you pick one up. It's easy reading. It's translated into modern English, so to speak, so you can understand it, and keep it by your side. It's a wonderful thing to know what freedoms that we have in this country, and also the prospect of those freedoms being taken away from us if we don't know our rights, if we don't know our liberties. Amen. Well, we want to pray a special prayer for birthdays this week. Craig Rucker had a birthday last week, and that picture is on the website. One of the beautiful things what Phil does is he takes pictures of the 11 o'clock service, and then he puts the photos on the online service. It's a wonderful, neat thing that he does for us, and we appreciate that. He's also done on the top of the order of worship on the online service, he's put information about Rosh Hashanah, the Festival of Trumpets, and he just does a wonderful job. We need to know our history and our Judeo-Christian roots. Amen. So we want to say a special prayer for any birthdays. I don't know of any, but we want to sing. I like to sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And anniversaries are important. It don't matter if it's a wedding anniversary, a sobriety anniversary, any kind of anniversary. It's wonderful to look back and see something that had happened a year ago on this particular date. So we want to sing happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Amen. Well, we hope to see you in church sometime soon. You know, we do the 11 o'clock service on Sunday. And, of course, the online services are a blessing. Phil and I really enjoy putting them together for you and be a part of it. But it sure would be nice to see you in person. We're doing in-person worship. We're following all the guidelines. And we've been getting slowly more and more folks coming. I think last week we had 15, you know, so it's really neat, and we miss you, we love you, we hope to see you soon. Have a wonderful name. Have a wonderful day in Yeshua's name. Amen.